Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dynamic hour for you with Scott Adams. We're going to put together the last segment last hour and these four segments and put it up as a video as well. Scott, I want you to go through the timetable here because there's a lot of questions. One of the things that really stood out in my mind was when Putin made his statement that, hey, we don't mind that you can actually have the Mueller team come to Russia and we can cross-examine these 12 so-called spy hackers that hacked into the DNC server. This opens up a big can of worms, and it's interesting that the intel agencies and the Department of Justice freaked out and said, no, we're not going to do that. I'm thinking, why? If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
Right.
It might open up the fact that Seth Rich and what really happened would put a lot more of the people that are linked right up to Obama and Valerie Jarrett and a lot of other people like Podesta, etc., into a real tight box, including Comey and these other monsters and Brennan, who are actually in the death of Seth Rich in this timeline. I'd like you to go right back from the timeline in January and then the fact that the leak happened in May and then, of course, they killed him on July 10th. Let's go through all these different timeline things, and because I think once you devolve this, what you're going to start realizing is that the Russians have a point, don't they? If we have an open discussion that is bilateral, it's going to show that there was a criminal activity primarily by our intel agencies and by the DNC, and that the Russians played, if anything, a very peripheral role in this whole process, didn't they?
Right. Mueller's indictments have no proof. You can indict a ham sandwich, but he can't prove that case. Already there's a court document in Alexandria, Virginia, where he is going against Manafort, and he said in the court document that he is not going to prosecute for Russian collusion. Hello?
Right.
Why was the whole thing set up? It was a set up for Russian collusion. Now he's embarking on some transactions that Manafort did in the 80s in Asia. And not only that, but to get to Manafort, who worked for the Podesta brothers on the different pipelines and Gazprom and a lot of the Russian oil deals with the oligarchs, he worked with the Podestas. He worked for the Podestas, and yet now we're hearing that Mueller is going to give John and Tony Podesta immunity in order to get them to then squeal like canaries against Manafort. I don't know what's going to happen if that happens, but all hell is going to break loose when that happens, if that happens. And he's already put in a request, Mueller has, for five immunity requests, and we believe that two of them are going to include the Podestas in order to get to Manafort. Now, that's just completely and utterly unfair. That's the way it's been, though. It's been that way with Brian Pagliano, the IT guy that worked for Hillary. It's been that way with Cheryl Mills, the attorney for Hillary, and Uma Abedin. It's been that way across the board where everybody's getting immunity and really just getting away with murder.
Yeah. Well, but Podesta's a lot darker. I mean, people don't understand this guy is a high-level pedophilic Satanist, and the fact that he get immunity because he's actually so deeply involved in this is bizarre and obscene, isn't it?
Well, because they're all in bed together, you know.
Right.
I mean, Browder is connected with Podesta. In fact, Comey was hired by Browder. We're going to get to all that when I give you my timeline here. We got, you know, so this whole hacking thing didn't happen. By the way, they're saying that China hacked into the emails and that actually Hillary, actually, if you look on my Twitter feed at Scott Adams Show on Twitter, you'll find that I have a Louis Gohmert testimony of his encounter with Strzok in the open committee hearing.
Right.
And what you'll find is in the last two or three paragraphs of this document, he's talking about this forwarded email server. The server's taking the emails in and forwarded them to an undisclosed account that was non-Russian. Now, what they're suggesting and what could be in play here is that she was selling top secret classified information to the Chinese for donations to the Clinton Foundation, just as she did with Uranium One. So don't think it's beyond reproach. Don't think it's beyond her to sell American assets and American secrets and American enriched uranium for money, for profit. She got $140 million, according to Clinton Cash. But we know about Renaissance Capital, which is a Russian-based investment firm that gave Bill Clinton $500,000 for a speech. We know that Frank Giustra gave $31.3 million to the Clinton Foundation, and he's the one that worked with Haiti, and he's the one that worked. Guess who else worked with Haiti? Peter Strzok's dad, Peter Strzok Sr., Peter Strzok II, worked in Haiti with the Catholic Relief Services and with Frank Giustra and the Clintons. And the Clintons, Bill Clinton, went to college with Stefan Halper. And he's the spy that was working with Carter Page in that whole Gazprom oil pipeline deal that involved all the oligarchs. So that's how they kind of got in. But I'm going to give you the timeline of why this all happened. It wasn't the 12 indicted hackers. And what Putin did was just replied and said, hey, let's go reciprocal. We'll give you 12 if you give us 12, like the Podestas, like Hillary, like a whole bunch of other people, like Ambassador Frau. And a whole bunch of other people, the former ambassador to Russia, who was basically instrumental in creating the dossier with Podesta, with Steele and with Brennan. Okay, so now here's the time.
So in other words, they had Russian agents working with the British to create the dossier, which was used and spun it out through these news media to actually create a modus to start the FISA court, et cetera.
How many minutes do we have? Because I'm going to try to get into this.
We got another 4 minutes before the end of the segment.
Okay, so we're going to rule out hacking because we know that the data has information that says that it wasn't streamed over the internet. It was brought there by a flash drive, and it was first recorded on DC Leaks. So what you have is you have Seth Rich murdered July 10th. But you have the emails that were hacked or not hacked, leaked from January 2015 to May 2016. That's important because if it was a hack, they would have had emails trickling in from even later dates than May. But that coincides with Seth Rich's death, doesn't it? Because you got May 2016, then it started to leak by DC Leaks in June and July. Then it was too big for them to handle. WikiLeaks took over the data on July 22nd. They did their first post, but it was on July 10th that Seth Rich, 2016, that Seth Rich was murdered. Now, also, Julian Assange came out and offered a reward.
And welcome to the
Rich.
Go ahead.
And all but admitted Seth Rich was the source who handed off a flash drive to Craig Murray in a wooded area outside of American University when Craig Murray was given a speech. Now, that timing works out perfectly. So then what happened was John Podesta said, okay, we're a victim. We're going to blame this on Russian hacking. We're going to activate John Brennan. John Brennan's going to work with getting the dossier. He worked with an ambassador of Russia. He worked with Christopher Steele. They got this dossier. They set up a few meetings, and they basically got this little trap set into place so that they can pin Russian hacking on their opponent, and that's how they were going to try to counter the WikiLeaks drip.
Right. Now, so in other words, the way to counteract the WikiLeaks is to try to create this mirage of Russian hacking. And so the fact that Mueller indicted 12 Russians just before the Helsinki, it tells me that Mueller himself has got himself deep into horse manure, isn't he?
And this requires a lot of money. And Comey's former boss from HSBC Bank, Bill Browder, the guy that Putin mentioned, released $400 million to the Hillary Clinton. It was laundered cash because he made $1.5 billion, didn't pay taxes on it, denounced his citizenship. Comey looked the other way. He gives $400 million. They hire Perkins Coie, who hires Fusion GPS.
Right.
It's off to the races. You got the
money. That cost him, I think, around $12.5 million to do that, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Amazing. So, in other words, what you've done in the, I would call the geopolitical autopsy, where pathologists looking at it with bone saws and their scalpels, you've proven there's no such thing as a Russian hack. There was a DNC, a transfer of data through a flash drive. They killed him because he did it, and then he tried to turn it into a Russian hack.
You've seen crazy diets.
Welcome back. Scott, let's continue connecting dots here. So what you've done that first segment this hour is you've actually shown pretty strategically there's no such thing as a Russian hack. And what you said basically in the break is that Trump is playing three-dimensional space chess, not checkers like everybody else, and he's laying a trap because if he gives them advance warning as to what he's going to do next, they'll spin their way out of just like Hillary Clinton did for hours, saying how she didn't know about Benghazi when, in fact, she's criminally responsible for what happened there.
Right. QAnon, for example, has made it very clear that they're going to declassify. Devin Nunes has also called for the declassification. There is a lot of information. For example, Fusion GPS lost a court case to unseal bank records. Bank records that actually illustrate that media components, CNN reporters and MSNBC reporters were paid off by Fusion GPS to carry the water. But, you know, here's how.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They have the bank records. This was a well-documented story where Glenn Simpson was trying all his might to seal the bank records for Fusion GPS. And then they wanted to seal them only one way. They had to disclose their bank records because it was directly implicating them in their misdeeds. And Devin Nunes is sitting on that information as we speak and knows exactly what was going on with who paid who and how. So, again, what happened was, like we said, Seth Rich was murdered. The timeline is absolutely perfect because they only had the data going up to May 2016. It was July that he ends up dead. It was at that point that Podesta activated Crossfire Hurricane, right? And so they know that a lot of this stuff was sort of going on beforehand because they were suspecting that they were hacked. And back in like April and May, they suspected that there was a data breach. And then when they figured it out, they got the guy, they killed the guy, Seth Rich, and then they brought about their own spin, which was the Russian collusion. They activated Brennan, Steele, and the ambassador to Russia at the time. And what they've done, and he's, by the way, he's also now sort of implicated in this whole thing. So, you know, Michael McFaul is his name, Ambassador Michael McFaul. So in the Helsinki thing, they were talking about Browder and McFaul and a couple of other individuals that they would like to call for violations of their criminal codes. And so that's the reciprocal part. But let's get back to the Seth Rich part. So you got Brennan, who is the manufacturer and creator of the dossier. McFaul helped out. Steele helped out. They then engaged someone like David Korn from Mother Jones and Michael Isikoff from Yahoo News to circular report and get this out into the media. So much so that David Korn and Michael Isikoff wrote a book together all about this. And so they did that. And they got on the media circuit and they spun this thing. And the media picked it up. And then what happened was they needed money to do this. So they got Browder, Bill Browder, a good friend of Comey's, a guy who hired Comey, who had Comey under his thumb, basically has the goods on Comey, because HSBC Bank is one of the most corrupt and criminally oriented banks in the planet. Yeah.
There's a primary bank that launders money for three things: illegal drug trade, organ trade, and human trade. I mean, these guys are the baddest of the bad, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
launderers.
Yeah, so now here we are. We got the Spygate component, which is Brennan, McFaul, and Steele. They engage Hannigan from GCHQ, who also resigned. They got Alexander Downer. They dusted off Stefan Halper. They utilized the assets that they could pick on, which was when Manafort came on board. Remember, Manafort came on board the Trump train for one reason, and that reason was that he was supposed to try to rally up and get the delegates necessary for the contested RNC event in Cleveland.
Right.
Remember, that was all split up, and people were going to say he's not going to get enough delegates. They're going to have a runoff and blah, blah, blah. And Kasich didn't show up, and Cruz wouldn't stand down. And there was a lot of conflict going on within the Republican Party. They finally got all that figured out. But Manafort was hired for that reason. But Manafort also has a longstanding business with Podesta's, with oil, with all the oil trades, a very dirty, corrupt business. People turn on each other all the time.
Yeah, and pipelines all over the Middle East and elsewhere, right?
And Carter Page being a focus on energy, and so was Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos was focused on the southern energy corridors and contraband arms distribution and oil through Milan. But then Carter Page and Stefan Halper go back 10 years. Stefan Halper's the spy. Carter Page is an energy consultant, a really smart guy in that area. And you want some of those people on your team if you're going to negotiate, you know, foreign policy and figure out how to do certain things from a foreign policy perspective. Energy is one of the most important ingredients.
Right.
So they tapped into these guys at an energy summit in London, and they got, you know, different meetings with in a bar in London. And they were basically just setting up these meetings in order to set up a trap. Why the trap? Because they knew that they were going to tap on Comey's shoulder and say, hey, look, this is what we got. You can get those FISA warrants and tap Trump Tower, and that'll give us a good advantage, and we can try to take Trump down. So that's how they did it. It was all the trap. But it was a trap based on a Russian collusion narrative that was hatched by John Podesta because they were trying to counter the WikiLeaks drip, drip, drip that Seth Rich made possible. And then they had to also cover up the murder. Now, they needed money for all this. That's where Bill Browder came in, spending that $400 million of the $1.5 billion in dirty money that was tax-free that Putin was complaining about in Helsinki. So this is the three big pillars of the Russian story, which is the money, which is Browder, which is the Spygate, which is Brennan, and which was the wiretaps, which was FBI's Comey. And then there's a whole bunch of other players that we can get into. But those are the three big things. And the mastermind of the whole concept was John Podesta. He's the guy that came up with the Russian collusion. I'm sure he probably talked with John Brennan about it and said, we got a big problem. How do we fix this problem? You know, and then they got their heads together and came up with a plan. And this was the plan.
Yeah, you know who Don John Podesta is? This guy is a dyed-in-the-wool, full-force, reptilian Satanist. He's one of the most evil men on the earth right now, isn't he?
Yeah, there is a Sir Clement Freud, a guy that's dead now, but he actually was involved with the McCann missing disappearance. McCann, that little girl from England.
Right.
That disappeared down in Spain. And it just so happens that Sir Clement Freud is great friends with John Podesta, and John used to go to this, hang out with Sir Clement Freud.
Because they were doing pedophilia as well as human ritual sacrifice and satanic ceremonies, including these.
That young girl was a victim of that.
Yeah, exactly. This monster is, that's why the pedophilia issue is tied directly to Podesta. He's the chief reptile of this whole scheme, isn't he? And of course, the highest level female warlock in the Western world is none other than the Hildebeest. What do you think?
Yep, they have sketches to prove it.
The Hildebeest. Do you like that name?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Back in a moment. Yeah. To summarize here, I think what we're looking at is a bigger global picture of something that's like the Burning Man ceremony of the ancient Druids, which are the apostate Aaronic priesthood across Europe, and the apostate Ephraimites that were cast off by the Medo-Persians, and the Bohemian Grove ceremony where before the Great Owl, they actually do human sacrifice and have been for a century. What people don't need to understand here is that if you're going to get in their club, you have to do something so obscene that's actually videotaped, like the Epstein, you know, pedophile island thing where everything's videotaped. So they got you. Right?
MS-13 does that. The mob did that, where you had to commit a capital crime, and you had to do it where, you know, they had the goods on them. That way, if you ever squealed on the family, or the cabal, then you know you're going down too, because we got you dead to rights. It's basically an admission fee.
Yeah, and what people understand, it's not sexual perversion for perversion's sake. It's satanic perversion for global top-down control of the administration, of the intel agencies, not just ours, but everyone on Earth, of the transnational corporations and billionaires and boards, of literally everything. And what we're looking at is not just the swamp monster, we're looking at the swamp beast of Earth, run by these devils, these Satanists. And John Podesta is one of the chief Satanists, along with Hillary Clinton. I consider the most high-level female warlock in Western history, in modern history. Her family, the Rodhams, have been wizards and warlocks for many centuries in Britain, going right back. And people don't understand that what we're seeing here is actually the actual spiritual side of the beast, what we're seeing is, isn't it?
Right. It's a lot like Eyes Wide Shut. You know, if you want to be in on the elite scene, you gotta play by the rules of the cabal. And, you know, of course, this involves the Freemasons and the Rothschilds and a whole bunch of other things.
Right. They're all Satanists, and what people don't understand, ultimately above them is what's called the Druidic Council of 13, and the one sitting in the primary seat is the Pindar, who actually 26 years ago came and tried to recruit me personally to become his understudy. So I know about this in great satanic detail, and I can tell you exactly how evil it is. We're facing basically the workings of the devil, Satan, on Earth. People don't understand this, do they? They really don't grasp this stuff, like even killing Seth Rich, and then covering up and doing this with Trump, because Trump, whether you like him or not, he's a high-level Royal Archmason trying to do right, and he's a patriot. He's the only man who's actually fighting both the left and right side of the snake, because there's both sides. There's right-sided or so-called pseudo-conservatives, and there's left-sided, right?
And here's the interesting thing, is he and Putin are both nationalists. He and Putin are both populists, and he and Putin are not in this cabal. You know,
No, they're not.
And these two superpowers, this is probably the first time where we've had all three superpowers, China, Russia, and the United States, all outside of that ring. And it spells big trouble, because even now, there is so much going on underneath the scenes. Like, for example, you've heard about Brett Kavanaugh, right? He's the new Supreme Court confirmation.
Right.
Well, a lot of people are talking about the fact that he was chosen. It wasn't because of his pedigree. It wasn't because he was the greatest. He wasn't my first choice.
No.
And I don't think he was a lot of people's first choice, but guess what he is? He was the lead attorney for Vince Foster.
Vince Foster
who was suicided, right? I mean, they said he committed suicide. It looks so much more like a homicide. So when they were going to bring this up, because Brett Foster was, Brett Kavanaugh was the lead investigator for Vince Foster, and he actually came down on the side of the Clintons for some ungodly reason and basically said, yeah, we're going to call it a suicide, but they didn't do an autopsy. They didn't do a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I know the forensics. I'm a forensic examiner.
Right.
I call this whole means of death called Fosterside. What do you think of that?
Yeah, there was no blood beneath his body, you know, when they moved it. And there was no ruffled leaves, and there's a whole bunch of other bits of evidence you can go to. But that being said, in order to confirm them now, if they're going to ask that line of questioning about that case, which is one of the most important aspects of his history, they're going to have to unseal the Vince Foster documents. And when they think you'll convict the Clintons, because they probably used some of their hit sources from Mena, Arkansas, before they ever even took the presidency. There was this Iran-Contra depot in Mena,
right,
Arkansas. They were running guns and drugs back and forth to Central America, to Mena, Arkansas. They had a lot of hitmen that they worked with back then. And that's where they got their chops, the Clintons. And then Vince Foster was a casualty because he knew too much. And so he ended up dead. But what this will probably do is change Vince Foster's status from suicide to homicide.
Right. And it also means that there's a long chain of people that came against the Clintons over the decades.
Like JFK. He was another one. You know, they claim that they have this, like, little chip that could actually down a plane. It's an electronic device that could literally shut the electronics off to a plane. And they claim that maybe that they said that if you look at the history of the murders that surrounded the Clintons, there was a lot of suicides. There was a lot of car accidents. And there was a lot of planes going down. You know, Ron Brown's another one. That situation was bad. You know,
I like to use a dark humor that Vince Foster must have been a kind of a closet member of Cirque du Soleil, because some of the acrobatics he had to do to commit suicide in that manner defies common forensic knowledge, doesn't it?
Right. That's right. That's right. So, you know, they're doing everything. That just seems now to be an act of desperation. The 12 indictments just before the Helsinki meeting, that was an act of desperation. Anybody can look at the timing of that and see that, you know, you can indict a ham sandwich. Why now? Why does it take 2 years and $22 million to come up with 12 indictments about hacking? It was a spear phishing. You know what we do in IT? I've been hacked before. Well, what we do is we sit down as a team and we say, okay, what just happened? Let's go to our backups, restore the data that we lost, and let's make sure this doesn't happen again. Let's get the patch. Let's get the new security software, and let's strengthen our firewall. Okay, and look at our permissions. That's what we do, right? It doesn't require a lot of hoopla. And really, you know, I don't hear the media, the fake news media, asking the proper questions. What are we doing to prevent this from happening again? Because it's not like Russia's ever going to stop hacking or China's going to stop hacking. Because, look, Russia does hack, but they didn't hack the DNC servers in the way that they said it happened. You know what I'm saying? That was a leak. That was not a hack. And the data breach was a leak, a result of a leak, not a hack.
Well, keep on. Like, how would they benefit from hacking the DNC servers? How could they change either the politics if they want one or another, even to polarize the election?
Yeah, and
there's no key bono. There's nothing to gain, is there, for the Russians?
And then they're trying to tell you that 140,000 in Facebook ads changed the outcome. It's ridiculous, right? I mean, you got $1.5 billion being spent by Hillary Clinton, but that's what we're faced up against. But, you know, what's also interesting and what seems to be also an underreported story, and again, probably the reason for this whole other narrative, is Peter Strzok. He actually went to school in Iran. Then when that school closed down, he went to school in Saudi Arabia. Speaks fluent Persian. Fluent. And he was doing weapons distribution with the Obama administration. And his father was working in Haiti. And
right,
they're direct relations to the James Cartwright, who was actually pardoned by Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course he's part of the family, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So the Strocks are pretty deep in this, aren't they? So that's why he looked like a rabid dog in the Senate hearings there. He was tilting his head forward and rolling his eyebrows and then opening his mouth like he's going to bite with. Summarize what we have so far. What we have is that, number one, there was no Russian hack. Number two, Putin actually made the statement that made it clear that if there's a bilateral cross-examination, including being a Mueller's team over and vice versa, Russia cross-examining some of the other parties on the other side, they can prove, number one, there was no Russian hack, which means it comes back to Sessrich. We now know the appointment of Kavanaugh is going to open up the can of worms that Vince Foster, which again goes back to the Clinton and the serial, what I call serial Vince Foster side, which is a form of murder, calling it suicide of multiple people. I mean, the list is so long. I looked at the list a year ago, and it was like 47 people were killed by the Clintons over a period of a number of years, all the way back to Mina. And people don't understand the reason why George Bush Sr. considers Bill Clinton his sort of adopted son and the brother of George Bush. That's where they're sitting there last week, kind of opining at this conference, I think, where was it, Arkansas, where they're talking about some kind of library. The reason why they like that is because these guys are co-criminals with the illegal drug trade, aren't
they're
they?
They're all part of the Skull and Bones Club. Yeah, right. They're part of the same Yale type of BS. But you know what's interesting is the way this data is going to be revealed, and I tell people that QAnon is a combination, a compilation of military intelligence and NSA intelligence and people that work on behalf and in some ways directed by the president. They're taking his leads. They're basically dripping. And you hit the nail on the head. Basically, you cannot take a sledgehammer to this big, huge, deep state cabal. You can't, because is if you took a sledgehammer to a big pile of bacteria, it would splatter all over the place like cancer.
Right.
And it would go everywhere, right? And it would scatter like a bunch of roaches.
Right.
So you can't do that. What you got to do is strategically kill off sections of it. And we've seen that successfully happen. And the way it's happening is drip, 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 strategic. And now what we've done, and like I said this very clearly, and I said that the United States, China, and Russia are three countries now run by nationalist populists. Okay, President Xi, President Putin, and President Trump are all outside of this cabal. They are not bought and paid for by anybody. They rule their own destiny. No one can push them around. They're strong men. You know, these are strong men type, right? You know, they're
right.
Lots of testosterone. You don't push these guys around. They're not pansies. They're no band leader, right? So now what you got is you're going to see this play out in such a way that we just broke another leak, and that was that China was the one that hacked in to Hillary Clinton's 30,000 emails. So now they're going to start to reveal. We're going to negotiate with China. They're going to reveal. And then when you get this reciprocation, where did Putin get that word reciprocal, by the way? Trade, right?
Right.
Trade. So Mueller once again stepped right into the trap, does this whole game playing with 12 indictments, and Putin, just child's play, says, okay, well, that's fine. I'll go ahead and turn those 12 guys over if you turn your 12 guys over. Of course, no. It's a one-way street is what Mueller wants. And, of course, any businessman knows it's never a one-way street. It's always two-way street. It's always reciprocal. So what's going to happen is Russia's going to put together their dossier. And, by the way, Putin mentioned the dossier. He said, you know, I've been KGB. I know what a dossier looks like, right? He's going to put together his own dossier, and he's going to put together his own indictments, and that's how he's going to actually reveal Uranium One, and that's how he's going to reveal Bill Browder's money laundering schemes. And that's how he's going to reveal the payments to the Clinton Foundation and how Renaissance Capital paid Bill Clinton $500,000 in reason.
Right. But this is going to also connect to Podesta and that Pizzagate thing, which kind of disappeared from the news media. It's all tied together, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You're right, it is. But I don't see all of that right here in this picture that I'm painting.
Oh, no, not right away. You don't have to.
Right.
You have to attack the parts of the organism that
right.
will result in its death. You don't want to just look off on this part of it, you know, like the right...
Bourdain is a byproduct of that. Anthony Bourdain, Harvey Weinstein. You can go on and on with a lot of that sex trafficking in Hollywood, the whole thing. And by the way, Hollywood has become crippled. They're no longer nearly as strong. That whole Janus case, by the way, the Janus case, the Supreme Court case that basically said you got to opt in to the government employee union funds.
Right.
Well, that is huge in terms of financing and leveraging for the Democrat Party. And then when we actually isolate the borders and close them up, they're going to be in big trouble because the National Guard just arrested 10,000 and threw them out of the country just last month. So my point is the Democrat Party has nothing to sell, nothing to offer. And what they're going to find out is they're going to also be cash-strapped and broke. They're no longer going to have these unfair advantages. But in addition, you're going to see that Russia's going to play a part in indictments. You're going to see China. We now know what they have because that was leaked out. You're going to start to reveal the email gate, the spy gate, the campaign donations and Clinton Foundation crimes and Uranium One. Those are all going to be revealed from Russia and then in China. Those are all going to be revealed.
China's going to reveal this as a part of the deal with Trump for reciprocal trade, isn't it?
But then you also have this QAnon thing. It's going to be drip, 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 WikiLeaks style of this information that's going to drip, leak, and eventually there's going to be a full-blown declassification by Trump himself that Nunes has been calling for, half of Congress,
actually, Trump could do that tomorrow or today. He can make a phone call, boom, declassify it, and drop that guillotine on this whole thing, couldn't he?
Two reasons why he's waiting. A, he wanted all the testimony to go on the books so that they can't weave their way around the landmines. As soon as he declassifies, he basically shows the blueprint of where all the landmines are. So he wanted everybody to come on the books. There's nobody left to testify. Strzok and Page were like the last of the Mohicans. Priestap already testified. And the Horowitz report has already been divulged. So... Now you have John Huber, you have 311 new U.S. attorneys that were just minted, and then you have over 40,000 unsealed indictments that are going to probably be activated. And you're going to see a whole bunch of things happen.
And by the way, these indictments are going to be involving not only corruption, but also pedophilia and what we call the satanic pedogate.
I think that's true. I think that they have a lot of information because they just showed...
That's the only way you compromise. In other words, if you're in our club and involved with our financial deals, they want to get them with something pedophilia. That's why they take people to Epstein's pedophile island, isn't it?
Well,
to compromise them, just like the mob, right?
You remember the FBI closed down the Backpage website. Remember the Backpage website about a month and a half, 2 months ago? It was closed down by the FBI.
Right.
Raided. The people who own that actually were financing the Hillary Clinton campaign. They were donors for Hillary Clinton.
Right.
It's all part of the thing. And so by the way, every time they do one of these crackdowns and get access to a server, you don't know what they're getting, but they're getting a lot. You know, you can look into one server and you can get a treasure trove of information. We do that with terrorist cells all the time.
Right. And by the way, if we make a deal, one of the things on Drudge right now, and I want your comment, is Putin invited to D.C., it says in red, Trump warns Kent, the worst enemy ever. Trump is doing this playing space chess because he's saying, look, we've got to work with Putin. We've got to negotiate with Putin, including on this stuff about the hacking and so on, because they're the only ones, in a sense, in the world right now in the next, say, two decades that could end America in a thermonuclear war.
Well, keep in mind, Russia's economy is not that much bigger than New York State.
Right.
They're not that powerful. They're not that big of a threat except for their nuclear arsenal. But Putin wants to get along with the United States, and I think Putin and Trump actually have a compatible personality trait.
Oh, yeah, I think so. They'll set the price of gas so that Russia doesn't crash. They'll also start to doing what's called tech transfer of technology, because a lot of the Russians are into very high-tech stuff, including computing and technology and artificial intelligence, et cetera. And we could benefit, and they could benefit from it.
Right. Well, you know, I have family and friends that were actually they were kicked out of Russia as part of the State Department. And they were living in Moscow for about 6 months, and they told me not only do they have a great infrastructure and train system, there's 13 million people in Moscow. Very sophisticated, Lamborghini shops. It's not what you think. It's a very developed country.
Yeah, exactly. But they purposely want to keep them on the farm. They don't want Russia, because Russia and America are natural allies, not enemies, against the New World Order and the global superstate, the satanic elite superstate, like a global Bohemian Grove. That's what we're dealing with, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Amazing show, Scott. I'm always impressed by how you can connect all dots. The Velcro of my mind has connected them now by listening to you this hour.
Thank you.
The Velcro of my mind is now connecting all the dots.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.